Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this very special episode of Funny Friday, Storytime with Oma, 4th of July celebration. This weekend, we are going to celebrate the 4th of July, which is the birthday of our nation. So get ready for this story. Well, the song you were just listening to is the Star Spangled Banner. It's our national anthem, and we usually have this song playing, and people sing along at sporting events or at other things that we celebrate in our country. Do you know what a Star Spangled Banner is? Well, can you think of a banner that would be like a piece of cloth that has stars on it? I'll give you a clue. It also has stripes. That's right. It's our American flag. And right now there are 50 stars on the American flag because there are 50 states. There are also 13 red and white stripes because there were 13 original states when the country was first started. The national anthem was written in 1814 by a man named Francis Scott Key. He was very happy to see the American flag still flying after a night of heavy battles for freedom. Listen to the words of this verse. "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming." That means we saw it last night and we still see it this morning. And that would be the flag that was still flying. Because, you know, if the flag was taken down, that would mean that we had lost the battle for freedom. "Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming." That means it was just still waving so proudly. "And the rocket's red glare." Now, if you think about 4th of July and the rocket's red glare, you usually think of fireworks. But the rocket's red glare that this is talking about are the bombs that were bursting in the air. "And it gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?" The United States was started many, many years ago by lots of people who came from other places. There were Native Americans living here at the time, but when people came over from Europe and other parts of the world, they came and made cities and turned it into a big country. That probably wasn't really nice to do to the Native Americans who had land, but it's what happened, and it's part of our history. So we need to learn from our history of how to be kind to others. But the United States, throughout the years, has been a place where many people can come from all over the world to get away from problems they have in other countries. I am very happy to say that my family came from different countries to be here in this country and make it their home. My father came over here on a ship with his parents, and they were called immigrants because they came from another country to live in the United States. He came from Lithuania. My great-grandfather came from Norway, and he came here to find some land and have a farm and raise his family. And I also have family that has come from Ireland. They came over here because at the time in Ireland, there was a big famine. And so through the years, many people have come to the United States and made it their home. And people are still coming in to the United States to live here because the United States of America is a wonderful country. Now, maybe at school you say the Pledge of Allegiance. Maybe not. But we show allegiance. That means we promise to be loyal to our country. So let's say this, and if you know it, say it along with me. Ready? "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's right, my friends. If you live in America, you live in a country that has liberty and justice and freedom for all. There are many other wonderful countries in the world, so if you're listening from another country, we welcome you as well. And there are many other places in the world that have wonderful freedoms and beautiful places to live. But we are very thankful, those of us who live in America, that we have such a wonderful place to live. Well, my friends, I hope you have a nice 4th of July. Be careful around fireworks and only let adults do them. And remember, be kind to others. Listen to your parents and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.